Among the important and in-depth surveys of Americans that the nonpartisan Public Religion Research Institute regularly conducts, it's the wide-ranging American Values Survey that offers perhaps the most comprehensive look at who we are and who we think we are. The 2021 edition was released earlier this week, and I am delighted that it brings PRRI CEO Dr. Robert P. Jones back to State of Belief Radio. Robbie, thanks for being with us again. I always look forward to this one.
Thanks. You know, I'm happy to be here. I was trying to think back. We may have done every single one of these. This is our 12th year doing the American Values Survey. It's possible we may have done this every year.
I think we have, but for now, we'll just say we did.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Here we go. The title for this year's survey is Cultural Change and Anxiety in America. Talk about that title and what it says about this year's findings.
Yeah. You know, as has been true for really for a number of years now, we've realized as we've gone to do the survey that we can't really understand American politics by just asking about issues anymore, like political issues or policy issues, that the things that are dividing us are much deeper than that. So we really are trying to get at Americans' attitudes around the bigger changes in the country, cultural changes, demographic changes, religious changes. That is really, I think, what is driving the big partisan divisions, and partisanship increasingly is less around whether we agree or disagree over abortion and more about whether we agree or disagree over who we are as Americans and who we should be as a country. One way of thinking about this is whether we, and I think a fault line that runs through many of the questions, is whether we think of America and our country as and what it means to be an American as an evolving identity. Mm-hmm. That changes with the country, or whether we think of it as kind of a fixed culture. And that fixed culture, as we talked about before, is basically a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant country. And do we think of it as a fixed culture that's under attack with all the changes in the country?
You covered a lot of patriotic themes in this survey. Talk about what unites us and what divides us when it comes to our understanding of our nation.
Yeah, you know, there's still, I think, a surprising amount of optimism about whether America has been a force for good in the world. 3/4 of Americans say that America has always been a force for good in the world. And there's some partisan differences here, but both majorities of Republicans and Democrats agree. So it's 92% of Republicans who agree with that. But it's also 2/3 of Democrats. And if you look across the religious landscape, it's majorities of every religious group. White Christians are more likely to think this than everyone else in the religious landscape. But even religiously unaffiliated Americans, nearly 6 in 10 say this. You know, the other place where there's some agreement is we had a question about what does it mean to be, quote unquote, truly American? And we had a list of like 10 traits that we asked people to say whether they thought this was important or not for being, quote unquote, truly American. And we had 5 traits where, again, more than 3/4 of the country supports and majorities of both parties. So some really basic things like believing individual freedoms, such as freedom of speech, believing everyone should be able to vote, accepting people of diverse racial and ethnic backgrounds and religious backgrounds, respecting political institutions and laws, and being able to speak English. That last one, there is a nearly 30-point partisan spread, but it's nearly all Republicans, but it's still 2/3 of Democrats. Mm-hmm. And there's just wide agreement on those things.
You know, a big surprise for me was the drop in the number of respondents who see ours as a divinely ordained nation. Where do you think that change comes from?
Yeah, you know, we're going to still do some digging in on that question. But the question was whether people agree or disagree that God has granted America a special role in human history. So we've been asking this question for almost a decade. We first asked it in 2013. And if you kind of look, you know, overall, it's pretty remarkable that, you know, all Americans have gone from nearly 2/3 down to 44% agreeing with that statement. And it's dropped kind of across the board. So it's not just, you know, one segment of the country that believe that. Republicans still, you know, largely believe it. But I think we've seen the shift in particularly among Democrats and independents. I think it's linked to a couple of things. First of all, it's linked to the rise of religiously unaffiliated Americans in the country today. You know, so we've seen a rise in that group. They now represent about a quarter of the country. They were certainly under 20% a decade ago.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's part of it. And then I think there is this kind of growing divide, this kind of partisan divide where I think Democrats are increasingly less likely, and particularly white college educated Democrats, increasingly less likely to tie American identity to a kind of Christian nationalism motif, whereas Republicans, they dropped two, but less than other, the country as a whole dropped about 20 points, and Republicans have dropped nine over this time. So the decline is half as steep among Republicans. So I think it reflects this real shift in kind of view of a theocracy or a Christian nation or Christian nationalism. And I think as it's taken on more partisan and a tenor during the Trump administration, that's also, I think, what we're seeing here as well.
You know, I remember the first times that we started chasing the numbers of nuns. And I think it was slow at first, and now just what you just said tells us how we have changed in that way in a remarkable way.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's right. I mean, not until the 2000s that you really start seeing, you know, so it's really a 20-year trend that's pretty remarkable. In the 1990s, for example, it was single digits. It was like, you know, 5-6%. Of Americans who claim no religious affiliation. And now, you know, our latest numbers have it at 23.
When we got to 9, people were really scared about that. But we've just kept going.
Yeah, now it's basically a quarter. About a quarter of Americans.
Yeah.
And also just worth noting here, it's a quarter of Americans, but it is driven by young people. It's nearly 4 in 10 Americans under the age of 30 who claim no religious affiliation.
The fact that a growing number of us think life was better in the 1950s is discouraging, to say the least. I was there. What should we be thinking here?
Yeah, you know, this question we started asking actually, you know, prior to Trump even entering the political scene. But it turned out in 2016 this was one of the more predictive questions of support for Trump, is whether you thought American culture and way of life had changed for the better or changed for the worse since the 1950s. There's been some interesting movement where Republicans during the Trump years, for the first time, began to think things had changed for the better. But when we first started asking this question, you know, Democrats were twice as likely as Republicans to say things had changed for the better. Only about 3 in 10 Republicans said things have changed for the better since the 1950s. That number reached almost half during the last years of the Trump presidency. But I think it's notable that with Trump's loss and Biden in the White House, those numbers have dropped right back down. It's now, again, 3 in 10 Republicans. Now, obviously, that's a broad question. People could be loading a lot into it. But when we look at other attitudes, you know, what we see is it really is about a kind of vision of the middle of the 20th century post-war. Churches were full, and there was this sense of kind of white Anglo-Saxon Protestant juggernaut that was kind of in charge of everything. And I think it's that vision of, you know, a kind of white Christian America that is part of this nostalgic or kind of wistful look back by all white Christian groups are majority saying things have changed for the worst, actually, since the 1950s. White evangelicals are way up there, about, you know, more than 2/3. And again, Republicans are 2-1, say things have changed for the worse as well.
I was encouraged by what you found around national unity, despite the level of divisiveness that seems to be all around us. It looks like there is a lot more sharing each other's thoughts and what they think about our nation. And I don't see that in what we're seeing on television and hearing in the political parties.
Yeah, there are certainly some places. I mean, you know, the divides are still deep, but there are, you know, some places that we see it. We've already named one. What does it mean to be truly American? Mm-hmm. There are a set of traits there The people still largely agree across partisan and religious lines. You know, the other place where we found, some agreement, again, there's some partisan differences here, but on what kind of a country people want to live in, we find more Americans than not saying they want to live in a country that's made up of people from all over the world, rather than being a nation that's primarily made up of people of Western European heritage. In fact, it's about half Americans who kind of agree with that first statement, only less than one in 10 who say they agree with that second statement, and a swath in the middle, but more than not that are kind of leaning into the U.S. as being a kind of ethnically, racially diverse place.
What were the biggest surprises for you in the results of the survey this year?
That last one that we named, I think, is one of them. I mean, anytime you have 80% of Republicans and 90% of Democrats agreeing on anything,
yeah,
it's a big deal. And especially on something as divisive as potentially divisive and historically as divisive as what we should teach our kids about American history, I think that one to be important. The other thing is something economic here is that, you know, the country is experiencing, Americans overall are experiencing a fair amount of stress economically. And most of the country does not see this as just purely pandemic related. The majority of the country say these are much longer term problems that we haven't really solved. We have, you know, big swaths of the country saying that the kind of everyday prices and inflation are rising faster than their wages are. And when we asked about even like basic goods, we had 4 in 10 Americans saying that they are somewhat very concerned about just paying for groceries every month, and a third saying they're concerned about being able to pay their rent and their mortgage. And those stresses are disproportionately falling on Americans of color, African Americans and Hispanic Americans in particular. That challenge, I think, is something that has been ticking up during the pandemic. And certainly we're talking about the relationship of, you know, these kind of cultural anxieties and this sense of it's a zero sum game. And if somebody else gets something, I'm going to lose. Mm-hmm. These economic pressures don't help us, I think, in kind of bridging the cultural divides. Mm-hmm.
What would you point to as the most noteworthy findings that we haven't touched on yet?
You know, this week I've made two appearances on CNN, and the one that has really grabbed the headlines this week, is one that's probably deeply troubling. I mean, you and I, you know, grew up in the South, and so I grew up where there was a lot of tornadoes, mm-hmm. you know, in the South. And so you would get kind of two levels of warning. You would get a tornado watch, right, when the meteorologists sensed that there were certain kinds of clouds, the conditions were right for a possible tornado. But then you'd hear that siren rev up, yep. you know, when an actual funnel cloud had been spotted.
Right.
And I think about at least one of the findings that we have in this survey as clearly moving us from that first level of watch to a warning. And I think we should be hearing the siren revving up. And that is that we found that 30% of Republicans today say that things have gotten so far off track that violence might be justified. They may have to resort to violence in order to save the country. And given the events of January 6th and the insurrection and the former president promoting the lie that the election was stolen and even kind of encouraging those violent actions, this is something that, you know, we can't just kind of ignore as something fringe, but it's 3 in 10. And I think, you know, we talk on the religious landscape. What's also alarming is white evangelicals are the only group among whom a majority believe the election was stolen. 60% of them believe the election was stolen. And among that group that believes the election was stolen, 4 in 10 white evangelicals say they may have to resort to violence in order to save the country. So these are truly alarming stats. And I think something, you know, we really have to take seriously, particularly as we're heading toward big national midterm elections, you know, next year.
You know, I remember, Robbie, some years when we're going through this, we've always said, oh, my, the Republicans they're glad to be hearing this, or the Democrats, they're glad to be hearing this. I'm not hearing that this year.
Well, yeah, I think you're probably right. If I'm following you here, I think that this sense, I mean, the other thing about the partisan, two things here. I mean, that a majority of the country, slim majority, 51%, now believes the Republican Party has been taken over by racists. Mm-hmm. 44% of the country believes the Democratic Party has been taken over by socialists.
Yeah.
But if you ask partisans about each other, it's like 85% of Democrats who believe the Republicans have been taken over by racists. It's like 85% of Republicans believe the Democrats have been taken over by socialists. But it's not exactly even in the public. And, you know, when we ended at the end of Trump's presidency, we also found that nearly 6 in 10, 57% of the country believed that the sitting president of the United States was encouraging white supremacist groups. Yeah. 57%. Now, that's a question I really never thought I'd actually write as a social scientist to test whether a sitting president was encouraging white supremacist groups. But I certainly didn't think, if I could imagine writing that question, that we'd be sitting at a time where nearly 6 in 10 of the country said they agreed with that statement.
Is it possible to characterize what we are talking about today as encouraging or discouraging for the future of our fractured nation and society?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm in the middle. I mean, I really do think we're at a fulcrum point here. I can't say that I'm optimistic. There's some places I can find some hope. There's some places where that deeply discourage me. But I think we're at a place for action, really. And that we really, if we want to save the democracy, and frankly, if we want to save our religions, I think we're going to have to act, because I think we are at this kind of line in the sand. And if we don't do something, I think very, very soon we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. Dr. Robert P. Jones is founding CEO at the Public Religion Research Institute, which has just released the 2021 American Values Survey. He's also the author of two powerful books, The End of White Christian America and White Too Long, The Legacy of White Supremacy in American Christianity. Robbie, it is always good to talk with you. Thank you for always being on State of Belief Radio.
Thanks, Walton. I'm always glad to be here. It's always a pleasure and an in-depth conversation, so thank you.